A blessed resurrection, Kali Anasasi, to all of you.
Amen.
There are many turning points in life that we can recall. A graduation, a new job, moving to a new home, getting married. Of all these, maybe the one that changes our lives more than anything is the birth of a child. More blood and tears and sweat is put into raising a child than getting that new job or buying a home or just about any endeavor in life. It is a lifelong endeavor full of joy, hard work, and a full array of emotions. When that new life, that child is born, that new baby changes everything. How we spend our time changes. What we think about changes. Our relationships with others changes. Everything changes when that new life comes into our life. Usually, there are two common reactions to the birth of a child. The first common reaction is to tell everyone about the new baby. Birth announcements, phone calls, Facebook posts, telling the world about the good news about the new baby, a new life brought into the world. The second common reaction to the birth of the child is to learn how to live as a parent. And there is no operator's manual for raising the child. We might read books and articles, ask the grandparents and relatives and friends for advice on how to raise a child. No one knows it all when it comes to parenting, believe me. No one is a perfect parent. But despite one's deficiencies as a parent, we all try harder to be better parents for the new life brought into the world. But tonight, I want to talk about a different new life. The new life opened to us by the resurrection of Christ. But what do we do with this new life in the resurrected Christ? Neglect it? Flee from it? Never confront the challenges? Pretend nothing has changed? This life, too, if we accept it, changes everything. This new life in the resurrected Christ changes everything. How we spend our time changes. What we think about changes. Our relationships with others changes. Everything changes when this new life, the life in the resurrected Christ, comes into our life. When the new life in the resurrected Christ comes into our lives, things are never the same again. Sin no longer reigns anymore, but goodness does. Greed no longer reigns, but generosity does. Anger no longer reigns, but peacefulness does. Hate no longer reigns, but love does. Darkness no longer reigns, but light does. Death no longer reigns, but new life in the resurrection of Christ, that's what reigns. But just like when a baby is born, there are two common reactions. The first is to tell everyone about this new life. And the second is to learn more about this life and how to nurture it. The church provides for us two short books to help with these common reactions to our new life in the resurrected Christ. Tonight, during the Divine Liturgy, we'll start to read through these two books up until Pentecost. Starting with the Divine Liturgy tonight, the Church will start reading from the Acts of the Apostles as the new apostle or epistle reading before the Gospel. Each day until Pentecost, we'll read a little bit in church services or at home. Now, the Acts of the Apostles is really the telling of the good news of our new life in the resurrection of Christ with others. And it gives examples of that. Like sending out birth announcements, phone calls, Facebook posts, telling the world about the good news about not a new baby, but the new life in Christ. The book of Acts of the Apostles tells the amazing stories of the apostles Peter and Paul, along with Philip, Barnabas, Silas, and others, who risked their lives to bring the good news of the new life in the resurrected Christ, as we will read tonight, to everyone in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The book of Acts is an example of how to share the good news of our new life in the resurrected Christ with others, this new life of joy, uprightness, and life eternal. Tonight, too, through Pentecost, a new gospel will be read little by little each day, the Gospel of John. Now, the Gospel of John is more theological, spiritual, and mystical than the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. That is why we call its author John the Theologian, a title that the other gospel writers do not have. This Gospel of John gives deeper understanding into the identity of our risen Lord and how to live this new life in the resurrected Christ. Similar to parenting books, this book, the Gospel of John, teaches us to take better care of this new life granted to us by the resurrected Christ. With this new life coming into our lives, life in the resurrected Christ, each of us needs to ask ourselves, how will we react? What will we do about this new life? Neglect it? Flee from it? Never confront the challenges? Pretend nothing has changed? I hope not. Let's strive to nourish this new life in the resurrected Christ. Help it grow. Help it thrive. Help it to succeed. We can do this by digging deeper into our faith, just as the Gospel of John does, by digging deeper into the well of the water of everlasting life. And let's also joyously share this new life with those around us, just as we read in the Acts of the Apostles. Let's share the good news of our new, beautiful life in the resurrected Christ. A blessed resurrection and new life in Christ to all of you. Amen.